At the end of Ba'aloischa, we have the parsha of the most popular shmuz of his mom. So at the end of Ba'aloischa, we have the parsha of Miriam. Miriam is the sister of Moshe, and she speaks against Moshe. The Lashon Hara, which the Torah tells us, Zohar, Zesha, Osa, Hashem, and Miriam. And Miriam, because of speaking against Moshe, a person that speaks Lashon Hara, no, not to the Shmuz. After the Shmuz. Of course she spoke Lashon Hara, so she got Tzaraas, which is the punishment given for speaking Lashon Hara. And she was in a matzav where she could not get healed. And Aaron sees what's happening and he goes to his brother Moshe. At the end of the day, it's a serious matzav. Now she yotzes the mirachim yoshel zeh she yishkor b'yolazor. She'och b'soro al no ki yomeis imeich roifu b'tfila mi maskira mi metara. She can remain this way for life. No one can be metara. The only coin was him. He can't see her because the koroi. The kids say, yes, we need a healing. So Moshe Rabbeinu immediately davens for his sister Miriam. Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem, vayoymer leimor. Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem leimor, kel no refon alo. Moshe Rabbeinu lets out a tefillah, his halakha sister that waited for him. When he went, as Rashi brings later on, that's what we were to wait for him until she got healed. She waited for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was done. They said, put it in that little basket. She took care of him. His older sister Miriam. The Miriam Hanaviyah, the great Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for her. Pella de Gezara, boy, said, we would think now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven for his sister. The Miriam Hanaviyah, she was one of the Tzaddiki Hador. Tzidkaniya Sador, great woman, spiritual woman, Moshe Rabbeinu's older sister, one of the greatest in the door. Gemara says in Titus 9a, that for three people, right, we had Tzchus in the Midbar, we had the Anoni HaKavoy, B'Tzchus Aaron, we had the Mon B'Tzchus Moshe, and we had the bear, water they had B'Tzchus Miriam. Miriam was Kiko, and that's the way she grew up with the schus of the Klal Yisrael. An unbelievable lady, besides being his sister. The Shabbat is going to go out, and this is going to be the Shmona Esrei of the Zman of Yisrael. Hours and hours and hours. We should be able to sit there and diving away. What's the whole tefillah? Kel no, the fun of Allah. That's it. How many words of Yisrael? Kel no, the fun of Allah. Five words. That's it? That's all you done for your sister. So Rashi is oimin the shayla better. Rashi has come mahalchim what was going on over there. I want to say maybe another pshat, Rabbi Yisrael. The emes, it's a pel de gazach. In the pasuk it says, vayitzak Moshe al Hashem leimor. What is that word leimor? So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just daven. He said, I want to answer, Bereshit. I want to know you're going to answer me back. Kilo, he was muftach in the tefillah. To tell the gezach, so you want to say a ma'alcha, say Rabbeinu. It could be, and this is a makoy, even though the Gemara doesn't bring it, but it could be, it's a remez here. So gevaldik, you saw it, Rabbeinu. The Archaim HaKadosh says that the Lashon Hara that was said on Moshe Rabbeinu was said mamash b'fonav. He has a raya. Because the Torah HaKdosh says, right after they spoke to Lashon Hara, v'ish Moshe onav. Mikol ha'odam ha'shneb ne'ad ha'odam. Moshe Rabbeinu was an onav. He was a person of humbleness. What's the Torah telling us? That's of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. If he mashal kusar shetvar dibru b'fonav. So that's what the Torah had to tell us. There's only a bit of kiyish moish onav ma'oid. And mitzad his anivis, he was nimne lahashiv tshuva to answer that tshuva. But in this ma'isa of the anivis of Boisa, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu was sericha to a tremendous, tremendous koyach of Boisa. The Gemara says in Chulin 89a, says the Gemara, the Gemara Da'ash HaPasik, Omer Aviloi, Avilosa, Ein ha'oila miskayim el b'shvil misha boila misatzmoi b'shas meriva. The whole world stands from somebody who is boiling piv. He muzzles his mouth. He swallows it. He's boiling it. He controls his mouth. B'shas meriva. When a person is in a muckle where there could be a meriva, there could be a strife. It could be an argument. It could erupt into a machloikas. A person does not answer back. The Torah says of that Torah, Eretz al Blimos. Of the other Torah, the whole entire world is the sky for that person. Because the pashta sees that the mercy of Uksin ain't clean machzik to bracha. What's machzik the whole world? The bracha of the whole world is the clean machzik of Shaloi. And a person disrupts that shalom, it affects the entire world. So isha boilem espiv b'shas ka b'shas meriva, that he could create some type of strife, some type of machloika, some type of disagreement, and he's boilem piv. Is what the answer? It's an effect inside. On that, the Torah says he has a koyach of toila eretz ablima, can control. He has miskayim the entire world. In the sky and the entire world, Rabbi Yisai, via the koyach of that person, b'shas, ma'isa, b'shas, then, is an unbelievable koyach. They say a story, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, I don't know if anybody heard of him, he has a butcher shop, in Petah Tikva. No, he's the God of Ador, Rabbi Yisai. So Rabbi Chaim, they say a ma'isa with somebody. It's a famous story that everybody spoke about. It's b'shaito. It has been put up. But Rabbi Chaim was a couple, or really the husband of the couple, had come to Rabbi Chaim for a bracha for 17 years, many, many years. They weren't zorcha to have children, and they came to Rabbi Chaim for a bracha. And Rabbi Chaim told them that I can give you a bracha, but you want to guarantee that the bracha is in this sky. I also give a bracha, but I'll give you a guarantee. Next time you're near somebody, around somebody, or you yourself, or somebody had started a machloikus, started to rank him out, started to antagonize him, and he doesn't answer back, he's boilem as piv, that man has a koyach of bracha atzuma. Because if the whole world is miskayim, everybody said, the koyach of bracha is atzum minoyrim. So he left Reb Chaim, and the time passed, Tkufa passed, he was waiting, and all of a sudden he was at a wedding, sitting next to a friend of his, and the friend was sitting there, and all of a sudden a man came over to the friend and started mamish giving in, lacing into him. You're no good, you're a ganav, you're this and that. And this guy was sitting there like turning mamish, turning colors left and right, red, white. Every mamish going back, his face was burning up, and he was getting all heated up, bubbled up. And the Maisa, he was about to answer back, he was about to tell him back. He waited until the guy finished his barrage, and he was about to answer back. And the guy next to him, who was the guy who went to the prime, said, "Do me a favor, don't answer, don't answer." He says, "Don't answer, don't answer." And the Maisa, he didn't answer. He don't answer. "I'll tell you right away." He didn't answer. He says, "Give me a bracha for children. Give me a bracha." And Hakachavi had children. My milim shpesh poboilim is piv. He doesn't enrage the koyach bracha boisa. The fizet it's meduik ma'oyda boisa. If Shabbat doesn't have to say anything, lay more. He had a koyach on miskayim. It's kol ha'oilam b'shas riv. Miriam had spoke before him with the Chaim HaKadosh, was saying things derogatory, whatever, see what it was, and Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu could have answered back, but it could have led to a riv. V'yoyish Moshe Ono v'kalodah. As a raya shtickle to this word, the Gemara says, Vaita, Rabo Omar, Misha Mesim Atzva Kamisha Eina, Shenel Mitacha Zoya Zoyla. Teres Ablima, the Gemara learns also Misha Mesim Atzva, it's also Teres, but they go together, because only a person who can make himself like Misha Eino, as Moshe Rabbeinu Menachem Mor, is the person that can hold up the whole world, Rabbi Yisai. The entire world, you're holding up the entire world, the Koyach HaBrach is Gevald, Rabbi Yisai. But the Yisoyin is Be'etzim, Mida Keneged Mida, because what's Goyrim, Rabbi Yisai, destruction to the world is Machloikis. Machloikis causes destruction. Shalom is what keeps the world going. Mesim Shalom, all you sort of Shlomim and Korbanos is Mesim Shalom. What causes destruction when there's Ish Shalom? What's Machzik the world? Is the Koyach of Shalom. That's what the Torah would say. We said over in the Rambam, the whole Metzias of Torah is to bring Shalom to Olam, because Torah's Metzias was created because Torah gives Kiyam to the Olam. There wouldn't be Torah for 1 second. There wouldn't be an Olam. Why? Because Torah brings Shalom to the Olam, basically. And in Memela, a person that's Machzik Shalom, by not adding fuel, is Torah Eretz Ablim, B'Shas Meriva. He wants to ignite his side of the Machloikas, and he wants to answer back. The guy's attacking him. He's Boilam as Piv, Kol Ha'olam Kulim Iskayim. So the Koyach HaBrach is Meredith. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Koyach. Meila, Shabbat doesn't have to dive for hours now. 5 words of Boisai. Leimor, Rabbi Shem, answer me. That should be answered. A Taila adds up Lima. So the Taila, Rabbi Shabbat will tell Narafan Allah. 5 words. Miriam's all healed. The Koyach of Boilam is feared. Because the tachas of everything is shown on Boisai. And this is the koyach of Boisai, but it only works of Boisai because the Isha Moshe Onov, Nachnu Ma, the world is Niskayan, because the person's Meismat Kvisha Eino, once a person gets his ego gets involved, then it becomes Meriva, Roshem Rachim, Achloikas, and it's Isholom, and leads to destruction of Boisai, leads to destruction. There's a Meilu of Boisai, we see the Gevaldike koyach of Boisai, of not enraging and not engaging in machloikas and not and being able to boil them as people. But if someone starts up with you, if a person is antagonizes you, starts to chepper you, and you just leave it. You boil them as people. The boy side, the gevaldik is the gevaldik is zachor. Boy side, not to carry it on. Again, there's always shaylas why and when, but to understand how much we have to misrachik. From encouraging machloikas, machloikas is aish, it's destruction of the world. And the more a person's marbe in the inyan of anivus and working on controlling himself, the koyach of toyda eretz ablima, the whole world is this guy. The koyach of Reb Chaim says the bracha to which you can be zeichah to give out brachas. So it's very nogeir, it happens all the time. This happens many times. You get angry, people upset us. And instead of using our energy to really bounce back, attack back, which at the end of the day might be, ease us over, but it won't accomplish anything, it might just add fuel. Put your energy into diving for someone, put your energy into hell. Use that tzchus, that of a boilin pivishas river, that the whole world is miskayan. If it happens, it can be happening many times in our day, there's shepherding that goes on, things that go on. Again, everybody has to know the case, but the maisa, when you want to go back and make machloikas, add to the machloikas fuel, you have to think for a second, the koyach of bracha that you have at that moment, the koyach of tzchusim that you have at that moment. But especially Rabbi Sai, this is where we turn on the especially Rabbi Sai, this can very be prevalent as we come home for our Shalom Bayit class. For our Shalom Bayit class, we know that there could be some days that it's very frustrating in the house of Rabbi Sai, and the wife is a little bit upset. She has what to be upset. You haven't called all day. It's been 23 hours since she last heard from you. You just went out to get, a Coke at the local store. and by the way, you met a friend and this and that. So she has what to be a little bit sad. You said you're just going out to refuse to smoke a cigarette, which you can't stand anyway. But you just came out. Next thing you knew was 3.5 hours later, she was waiting up for you, and she finally fell asleep. But that didn't work. She got up because you put on the light. So you woke her up also on top of that. So she could be a little upset. So she might... Listen, you wanted to talk to her now, you know, on your terms, as they say. She finally fell asleep, waiting up 3 hours. You just go out for just a small cigarette. But anyway, the next thing he knew, it was like three in the morning, he finally made his way into the house. Being a nice husband, he said his wife wanted to talk to him. So, lights, he started getting flashlights, fire engine on his wife. You know what they do in camp. He's a nice husband, he wanted to make sure she's really up. But anyway, so he got her up, and the maestro is so finally now he wants to talk, so she's a little bit upset. So the maestro says she might say things that are a little attacking her. What are you doing? Are you crazy? Are you mishugana? So at that moment, the boy said, what's the answer? What do we answer, the boy said? What do we answer? How do we control ourselves, boy? We can make a meriva. We can antagonize back. We say something, hurting also, the boy said. Or we can be boil in the spirit, boy say. It can come up many times in our existence, but the opportunity is myriad. We have to realize what we're after. We're after the story to bring shalom to the world. The more you add fuel, then what happens next? It's a whole machloikas. Your wife's upset at you. She's not talking to you again for the third time this week. It's only Tuesday. And she's not talking to you again. And the maisa, you have to go out, sleep on the couch again. You know, besides they're thinking about it, saying, what do you need it for? To learn to be Baal Mespiv. So she was upset, and she had reason to be upset. But even if she didn't have reason, she just had a hard day. She wants to be heard. Instead of throwing fuel, but they make a home of even, especially in a house, but it's like, where ish vi ish, the tiles of the home, and boy say, ishchina shri, beinem, ishmamish, that's the tiles, the build of shalom. Over there, he goes ahead and he opens his mouth. He happens to open his mouth. And what you do today? You also, the food wasn't ready piping hot when I came in. You know, he adds back a knage, a shtach, and this, and boy say, and so forth. But all that does is adds fuel to the meriva, and that's it. And the next time he has to come in with a football helmet. That's all. New York Jets. She'll be upset. You know, the frying pan might fly. But what do you need it for, the boy say? At the end of the day, you're staring at Shalom Bayis. And you have the opportunity to spoil them. Your wife got upset at you, your roommate gets upset at you, you can make a whole fighting match, or what about you last night, you did to me, and a whole fight. That moment you go out of the room, you say, I'm calming down, I'm doing b'schus, my grandmother, he's before Shlema, this guy needs a shidduch, this guy, the koyach of tefillah, of brach, is a kelner for, ulam, kul, miskaya, the whole world standing. Toyla Eretz Ablima, we say it on every Rosh Hashanah and the Slichus of Boisai. Toyla Eretz Ablima, the Gevalt, the Schus of Boisai. To control ourselves, B'shas Meriva, to create a matzav that the machloikas or the disagreement does not expand, but it slowly dies down, and to bring back Shalom of Boisai. On this, the world stands of Boisai. It's something that we have to ingrain, not to include it in all his works with Midas Anova, to realize at the end of the day, the Ibrahim in charge, whatever's coming to me is coming to me, and the Bereshim's in charge, and B'schus Zerubasai, should be Zecha, to be Toil Eretz Ablima, and our Tula should be answered, the Shia Sukkanim here in Omen.